在收听的是90.1 FM。Bernardy Mountain 的 CJSF 电台。Change the show on CJSF 9.1 FM Burnaby. I'm Hershey. In the next hour, I'd like to invite you for a music journey. First, I'll bring you a music piece composed by Jing Xian and vocal by Jiang Ming and Guang Guiming. It's called 神州传灯 which meansIlluminated Divine Land。 各位听众朋友，大家下午好，欢迎您收听 CJSF 90.1 FM 电台的 The Channel Show， 我是何西。接下来呢，让我们大家一道欣赏好听的家中音乐，同时呢，也希望好听的音乐带给您好心情。首先要推荐给大家的是由静璇作曲，江敏和关桂明演唱的《神州传灯》。 is a music piece composed and performed by Xin Yue and Gao Tian, and it's called 金色的祝福 which means Golden Blessing. 接下来请大家欣赏由新月和高天作曲并演奏的乐曲《金色的祝福》。Next is a music piece composed by Mr. D.F. Mr. D.F. is artistic director of Senyun Symphony Orchestra, and the piece is performed by Senyun Symphony Orchestra, and it's called 草原旷古, which means drums of the grasslands.接下来要推荐给大家的是来自神韵交响乐团演奏的《草原旷古》。 The music piece you just heard is called 草原旷古, which means drums of the grasslands, and it's composed by Mr. D.F. and performed by Sun Yun Symphony Orchestra. Up next is a song vocal by tenor Guang Guimin. It's called 新年的祝福, which means warm wishes in the new year. 各位朋友，您正在收听的是 CJSF 90.1 FM 电台的 La Chen 的 show， 我是何西。刚才大家欣赏的这首乐曲呢，是由神韵交响乐团演奏的乐曲，名字叫做《草原旷古》。接下来，请大家欣赏由男高音歌唱家关桂明演唱的《新年的祝福》。
Whoa!
Next is a music piece composed and performed by Ji Wu, and it's called Fa Yuan. And by the way, the music instrument is Chinese bamboo flute. 接下来请大家欣赏由纪武作曲并演奏的笛子曲《法源》。
CJSF 90.1 FM is now on air and online. Can't get enough of your favorite campus community radio station? Now you can have it all the time on your Android device. Tune in, see what's coming up, and save your favorites. The CJSF Android app. Diverse, independent, yours. Get it on Google Play. Just look it up. CJSF.
CGSF News Break。
各位听众您好，现在是 CGSF 新闻时间。
Dozens of states sue TikTok alleging addictive features for youth. More than a dozen states are coming together to sue TikTok, joining many other states that had previously done so. California Attorney General Rob Bonta and New York Attorney General Leticia James announced on October 8th.
美国数十州起诉 TikTok, 指控它导致青少年上瘾。10月8日，加州检察长罗伯·邦塔和纽约检察长莱蒂西亚·詹姆斯宣布，超过10个州联合起诉 TikTok。
The Attorney General announced that they are co-leading a bipartisan coalition of 14 attorneys general in filing suits